In today's gospel, we are confronted with two persons who act. One performs a good action, the other a bad action, and ultimately the action of Mary Magdalene and the action of Judas Iscariot are ones that we are all confronted with, to choose the good or to choose the bad. And ultimately, to choose the good doesn't always rely in the fact that the action is in of itself good. For a good action is good primarily by its intention. And so, St. Mary Magdalene this day performs a good action by intention because she performs an action for Christ. And indeed, she unknowingly even anticipates the death and burial that he will undergo for mankind. Judas Iscariot action is essentially bad because it is an action designed to glorify himself rather than to glorify God. And so all things, we must not only pray that the action in and of itself is good, but that we do it with an upright intention. And ultimately, the only upright intention is to do things for the sake of Christ. For there are many who feed the poor, but do it with a bad action. They rather want to accrue glory to themselves rather than to give it to the one from whom it must really come. For ultimately, the feeding of the poor is truly the task of the Lord, which he carries out each and every day of our lives. For we are poor in our nature, and so the Lord provides through the things of this earth for our physical nourishment. But more importantly, we were poor in spirit, that is, conceived without sanctifying grace, and God in his mercy wishes to communicate that grace to us through the sacrament of baptism, so that we again become pleasing to the Lord and are capable of performing good actions. And without those waters of baptism, while our actions may be good in of themselves, their reward is often in this world if we do not come to repentance, because ultimately we are called not to have happiness in this world, but to have it in the world to come. When our actions are done for the glory of God, then we show a supernatural outlook that we are looking forward to a reward that will come rather than a reward in this life. Judas today shows himself to be one already in the throes of despair because he wishes to accrue to himself the things of this world in order that he may use them in order to seek the comfort and solace that all souls seek. And so we can seek it in the things of this world, or like Mary Magdalene, we can sacrifice the things of this world for the greater good, that is, the greatest good, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, or we can imitate Judas in his trying to accrue things for this world so that he may be happy with the things of this world. And ultimately, we turn to the Mother of God and Saint Joseph to see truly actions with good intention. For our Lord's mother and Saint Joseph performed the ordinary actions of a mother and father in a household, but they did them all at the service of Christ. And so we too must ultimately pray for that grace which we see burning brightly in the souls of Jesus and Joseph to perform all actions for the good of Christ, that is, the care of the child, the care of the young man, and the care of an adult, as Our Lady would perform that care for our Lord in the Holy Home at Nazareth, so that truly it can be said of us what was said of the Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, that they did all things for the sake of the Savior of the world. And so it is true that a rich person can be both rich and poor because they use their wealth for the care of the poor, because in the poor they see the poor Christ, who himself tells us he has not even a stone on which to lay his head. That is, he abandons all things and becomes truly poor for our sake in order to give us that which is most important, his very life in sacrifice and in reparation for our sins, so that we truly can become reconciled to God. And so let us strive always and everywhere to seek to imitate Mary Magdalene and all the saints, that all our actions are good actions, and primarily they are good actions because their primary intention is always and everywhere, in somehow and in some way, to give glory to God by the things we do, and let us strive to avoid the actions of Judas Iscariot, whose actions are done not for the sake of Christ, but for the sake of himself, and ultimately he will pay the ultimate price for those who persevere in such a way. Let us rather imitate Saint Mary Magdalene in her conversion, and then the total giving of herself for the sake of Christ, whom she came to realize first gave himself for her sake and for the sake of all fallen humanity, so that precisely by his grace we may truly be able to perform good actions in this life, in order that we may be with our Lord for all eternity in the life to come.
Fructum ventris tuum.